Arthur Mark Twain once said, "Kindness is a language that the deaf can hear and the blind can see." Today's topic, Be a Nice Human Part 2, Be Kind to Others, on today's episode of Real Life Talks with Brandon. Hey everyone, welcome back to Real Life Talks with Brandon. It's your boy Brandon. So good to see you guys here for another episode. As a matter of fact, part 2 of an episode. If it's your first time with us, we're so glad you're here. Hopefully you found us by way of either Facebook or just by perusing your local podcast service and came upon this little crazy thing called Real Life Talks with Brandon. We're so glad to have you here. If you're joining us, we are in part 2 of a series called Be a Nice Human. And last week in part 1, we talked about how we need to be kind to the most important person, ourselves. How are we going to be kind to others if we don't know how to be nice to ourselves? And we went through an awesome journey on that. So if you haven't listened to that, I suggest you stop right here, go on back, listen to the episode. It was a fun time. And then come back and join us here for part 2, which now we're going to cover the subject of being a nice human to others, being kind to others. And I've been learning that a lot of the stuff we talked about last week kind of almost applies to being nice to others this week. And it's funny because after studying it for a little bit, it is true. Being nice to yourself helps you be nice to others because the things you learn about doing to yourself, you then pass on to doing to other people. It's like that old golden rule. We've heard it all throughout life, and it's treat others as you would want to be treated yourself. So I don't know about you, but I'd rather not be called names, spat upon, beaten, you name it, all that stuff. But I've learned that I want to be treated kindly. So if I'm going to be treated kindly, then I'm going to have to treat other people kindly. But also, I have to treat myself kindly. And then what I do inward then becomes outward. So I'm going to go through some of this stuff. It might sound like a repeat, but in reality, it's true because, well, for example, the first thing that came to mind about being a nice person is that there's always this saying that you never know what a person is going through. You never know what kind of personal battles or struggles somebody's going through. And the one thing I like about when it comes to meeting new people is getting to hear their story, is getting to know what they're all about. It's in those moments that you soon learn that sometimes people are going through life pretty swimmingly. They're doing good. But there's other moments where people are going through battles, they're going through some rough stuff. And in that moment, you start to learn like, wow, how you're doing all right for where you're at right now. You're really holding it together, even when they feel like they're not holding it. And it's so important that we get to learn about each other, because in those moments, as we learn, we also assume maybe we see ourselves in those moments like, oh man, I remember when I was going through that. And soon we begin to share, you know, our personal testimonies and stories and struggles and wins and victories and battles, and learn that soon we're not so different, you and I. We learn that, you know what? I've been there. I've gone through that. Let me share with you how I got out of this, or how I made it through this, or how I'm making it through now. That's why it's so important to share with each other life and what it brings and all that it's about. So it's important to get to know each other. It's important to get to know each other's stories. And it's also important to learn what each person is going through. Because sometimes all it takes is a how are you? How's it going? How are things hanging? A simple question like that. And I get it. And sometimes that opens up the floodgates. You don't know what could happen. You're just like, oh God, what happened? What did I do? But you never know that sometimes people need that moment just to say what's on their hearts and minds. And here's the thing about it. Because a lot of people think when they do that, they think they have to have the solution. They think they have to have the answer and that they have to come through like, okay, well, what can I do? And sometimes you don't have to have the answer. Sometimes you're not required to give the answer. Sometimes you just need to be the earpiece. Sometimes they just want somebody to listen. I don't want you to give me the answer. I just need you. If I'm venting, I don't need you to give me the answer. I just need you to sit there and let me get it off my chest. Let me say what I need to say. I need you to hear me out for a moment. And in those moments, we find that release is what is so much needed more than the solution. And even in the release, sometimes we get the answer. Sometimes we get what we're looking for in that release. Because all we needed was a moment to just sit there and go, thank you. Thank you for letting me get it off my chest. So I think to be a good human, one important trait is to listen. That's all you have to do. You just have to listen. You don't have to have a solution. You don't have to have an answer. You just have to listen. And it provides so much needed. And I keep saying the word release. Sometimes that release is needed. If you let it build up for way too long, it's the same thing with us. Sometimes we have to talk it out. How many of us have ever had the shower conversation where you just stand in the shower and you're not really bathing? You're just standing there letting the water hit you, and you just have this full-fledged conversation where you need to get it out. Whether it's in your head or you're speaking out loud, some people might think we're crazy if we do that, but hey, you know what? It's better to get it out than keep it all in. But sometimes you just need to get it all out. And to be a good human, sometimes you just need to listen. To be a good human, sometimes you need to just care. And by care, I mean, let's go back to last week when we were talking about the water experiment with that Japanese author, where he said the nice things to the water, and the water frozen produced beautiful crystals. And when he said the bad things, it produced bad crystals. And just the fact that sometimes care can be in a compliment. Just randomly. When's the last time you ever saw somebody and you walked by and said, nice shoes, or a nice shirt, or I like how your hair is done up today. That one compliment is enough to start a chain reaction. And we talked about last week how if we say it to ourselves, imagine what would happen if we say it to other people. I don't know about you, but sometimes when people comment me about what I'm wearing or you know what I have on, you know, you do the little giggle, like hee, kick your feet, you know, when you walk away. I don't do it in front of them because then they'd be like, okay, what's wrong with this guy? But you go and you just your day improves. So much, and everything doesn't seem so bad after a while. You're just smiling and happy and happy-go-lucky and free. And imagine just what kind of compliment that does to somebody. There have been people that could be having a bad day, just a rough day, and then all of a sudden you come along and just give them that one little compliment, and boom, bad day gone. Gray skies are going to clear up. Put on a happy face. I think that's how the song goes. Also, I don't know about you, but I'm a hugger. I get it. Some people don't like the hug, especially when we had COVID, it was 6 feet, but I like the hug. I'm a hugger. Sometimes there's a release in the hug. Sometimes people just need that one little hug that says, you know what? The world isn't such a bad place. It's okay. A hug is, there is nothing wrong in giving a hug. Of course, just be like, hey, can I give you a hug? Always ask. Gotta have consent. Just be like, hey, you're a hugger? Come here. Bring it in. And you can tell if people are huggers or not because they'll eventually be like, oh, yeah, bring it on in. Or they're like, okay, hey, fist bump. Sometimes that hug, just human contact My gosh, human contact. I don't know about you, it's such a big thing. It's been proven, especially in science, that physical touch is needed for nurture. Whether it be a hug, a fist bump, people sometimes get touch starved. And all they need is just maybe a pat on the back. That does it too. Just let them know, hey, all is well, all is good. You're doing the thing. You got this. And that's all it takes sometimes just to be a nice human. It's just to pay a good compliment, be there to listen, be there to care, give a good hug. But also it's to lift each other up. Sometimes we get so caught up in this idea that we have to say the bad thing. You don't have to say the bad thing. And let me say this in my best country southern accent ever, which is going to be horrible. My mama used to say, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, then don't say anything at all. And it's true. You don't have to. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much you don't have to say the bad thing. But if you must say the bad thing, there is a way to say it. There is a way to say it with truth and with love and say, hey, you know what? This ain't easy, is it? This isn't working for you, is it? It's all right. We've all been there. This isn't a bad thing for you. I just started to go into this, so please understand this is an example of somebody talking to somebody about, you know, maybe the job that they're doing isn't great and it's rough. Let me show you how it could be done. It's okay if I can show you how to do this. Like, never get in there like, wow, you did a bad job. You're terrible. You're in here messing things up, aren't you? This is ugh. Like, what is it? No, just be like, hey, is this hard for you? Like, no, let me, seriously, is this hard for you? If it is, it's okay. It's all right. We've all been there before. Can I help you? There's nothing wrong in offering help. And I think that's another way to be a nice human, is offering help. Just like, hey, do you need some help? If you need any help, let me know. I've got you. It's cool. And I know some people get nervous about that sometimes, about offering help because of where it can go, where it could lead to. And I say this as a sub underscore of that, like a footnote slash whatever, a warning label, like, please offer to help if it's in your availability. I mean that mentally, I mean that physically, I mean that financially, I mean that in whatever you can think of. I mean that just if you can do offer to help, then yeah, go ahead and offer to help. Because I know sometimes people get leery about offering help. And I think that's the thing. When we offer help, we reflect back on the times that we've been burned when we've done that. When we've offered some kind of form of help, we've been burned. And when we get burned from that, then we become reluctant to help other people. And I'm here to say, as a release for you to go and be helpful to others, is that not everybody's the bad egg. I know the saying is one bad apple spoils the bunch, but I'm here to tell you not everybody is that bad. And I'm here to tell you that it's okay to offer help if it's within your means. If you can offer it, please don't be afraid to offer help. How many times have we seen people gone into action, especially with the hurricanes that we've had these past few weeks? And we've seen people that just have just selfishly gathered together resources, and even though they were miles away, have gone to the sites to help offer, you know, whatever assistance, whatever resources they can. And I'm sure at the back of their mind, going, how am I going to be able to do this? But yet things came together for them to be able to supply that help. And yes, I'm sure there are resources for you to offer that help. But I don't want you to be afraid, but also I want you to be able to do it in your means. So to be a nice human, to care, to listen, to provide help within your means, to be compassionate. Please, I feel sometimes that we have lost our way of being compassionate. I am a person that I cannot go through a door without making sure that nobody's behind me, because I don't want to be that person that you know, lets the door close in their face, like, oh my gosh, I'm so, and even if I, and this happened a couple of times before, where I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I didn't see you there, and I'm like, oh no, it's okay, it's all right, it's fine. I think that's the one thing, I think, if we're going to talk about things that irk me, that is the one thing, is that, look, please be kind and open doors for people, and if people do open doors for you, please say thank you. Okay, rant over, there we are. But be compassionate. You know, sometimes I get it. It's like if you were driving by a car accident. And when you drive by a car accident, you watch, you look and see, like, oh my gosh, what happened? And I know in that moment, you really can't do anything, especially if you're just driving by. And that's okay. It's okay. And you don't have to feel like a horrible person, like, oh gosh, I can't. Sometimes I offer up a silent prayer. I'm like, you know, I hope everyone's okay. May everyone be okay. May the situation not be as bad as it is. May everyone find the help that they need. You know, just offer up a quick prayer and just, you know, and just go on with the day. It's okay to do that. It is absolutely fine. That is a way of showing compassion. I'll never forget the one time I was driving to a friend's house. And as I was driving, I saw this guy get hit by a car. He was on a motorcycle, and I just saw the whole scene. I was like, oh my God. And I without even thinking, I stopped, I pulled over, I got out of the car, and I went to the dude. And even though I could not help or, you know, anything in that moment, all I could do was just stand there and just be like, okay, like, well, just in case I just need to be of need, here I am. But I just want to make sure the dude is okay. Like, dude, are you okay? Needless to say, he's alive. He's well. He's okay. He injured his leg, but he's fine. But in those moments, sometimes I feel like we feel helpless. And that there are more ways than being in the action to be compassionate. To have empathy. To be like, you know what? Like I said earlier before, about the whole, when sometimes people need to just talk, they don't need to provide the answer, but to know that you're there for the support, to know that you're there to have an ear. Support is such a big thing. But last but not least, as I bring this to a close, about being a nice human. It's simply that. Be a nice human. That's all you have to do. To be a nice human is just to be a nice human. It doesn't cost money. It doesn't cost you anything. There's no struggle to it. You know, there should not be a struggle to just be nice. That's it. To be a nice human is just to be nice. To be nice to others. To be nice to yourself. Just be nice. I'm sure you're probably thinking, Brandon, we didn't need a two-part series on that. But sometimes we just need that gentle reminder that, you know what? Be nice. That's it. I keep thinking about, I'm sure we've all seen it, the TikTok or the meme of the child support court. I think that's what it was, child support. Judge Vonda B. And she's talking to that one woman. And the woman just is talking, and then she stops. She goes, and you hear the judge go, be nice. She goes, I'm finding it. It take you this long? It does. It does. And I get it. Sometimes it does take long for people to just be nice. But you know what? That's your homework. Find ways to be nice this week. Find ways to not only be nice to yourself, but be nice to others. It's important. This world needs so much more of it. We need so much love. We need so much kindness. There was a quote once said, I'll end with this. There was a quote that once said that we are born with so much love, and that how can we not give it away? How can we not offer to be kind to other people? So as we wrap up this series, this was fun. This was a great series. It's just simple. Be a nice human. We need more of it. We need more nice humans in the world out there today. So that is it for this week. It's been such a great reminder to just, you know what? I may not be able to do much, but what I can do from this little microphone and from this seat, if I can be a nice human by doing this podcast, then I'm going to be a nice human and keep it going as much as I can. And I hope you can do that as well. So as we end this episode today, just a couple quick reminders. There will be no new episode next week, but by the time I come back, it will be after Election Day. If you are listening to this on Wednesday, October 23rd, Election Day is coming up in 2 weeks. So Tuesday. So go out and vote. Let your voice be heard. Every voice counts. So get out there and vote. Also, it's going to be Halloween. So be safe out there. Hope you have a good, fun, spooky time. Stay safe. Go out there. Eat as much candy as you want. Don't forget, we're on Facebook. If you need to follow our Facebook, please do that. Please do that. If you need to, please just go do it. We have some, that's where we remind you about our episodes and things like that. Do some discussions. Also, if you have any questions, we would love to answer them live on the air, so please send them to either on our Facebook page or email them to kid.beege@gmail.com. kid.beege@gmail.com. All right, friends, I need to let you go because it has been a great one. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode, so make sure to follow social media for that. Oh, we are also on YouTube as well. Don't forget to follow us on YouTube. We love you so much. We hope you had a great time. Once again, be nice. Be nice to each other. Be nice to yourselves. Be a nice human. And this has been A Real Life Talk. I'll see you next time. Love you. Bye-bye.